Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Rachel Moore with NABWIC. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of Black women in construction and all related fields. And we'd like to welcome you to our show this morning. It's a very, very special morning. This morning we'll be speaking with Mr. Neil Shiver, who is the Assistant Director of the Southeast Overtown Park West CRA. And so we're very excited to have him on. We've spoken with him a few times before, and our last conversation last year was awesome. A lot of people heard that show. A lot of people listened to it on archive, and I'm sure that's going to happen again. So make sure that you call a friend, text someone, email, share on Facebook, use all of your social media, tweet on Twitter and so on, and get the word out, because the information that we hear from Mr. Shiver today is going to be important for so many people. So we're definitely blessed to have him on, and I want to welcome each one of you as our listeners. So thanks for joining the show. Let's go ahead and get started. Good morning, Mr. Shiver. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rachel. I'm doing fine.
Awesome. Well, listen, first off, there are probably so many of our listeners who are not really even sure or aware of what a CRA is. So can you tell us a little bit about what you do and what a CRA is?
Yes. Currently, I'm the Assistant Director of the Southeast Overtown Park West CRA. Clarence Woods is the Executive Director, and our Chairman of the Board is City of Miami Commissioner Keon Hardeman. The acronym CRA stands for Community Redevelopment Agency. CRAs are public agencies created by state law. In simple terms, the mission plan of a CRA is to eliminate slum and blight. Slum is more so economic conditions like infant mortality, juvenile delinquency, poverty, crime, high employment levels. Blight means areas which there are a substantial number of abandoned buildings. And so the mission plan is to eliminate, or at least to eliminate, the conditions that cause this slum and blight. That's the CRA in a nutshell. Given the right location and, of course, the proper leadership, CRAs can be a very effective community development tool. So I'm just so excited to be here. I was on your show maybe a year ago. I'm looking forward to explaining to the audience a general idea of a little bit more about CRAs and what we have accomplished in Overtown since the last time we spoke.
Awesome. You know, I remember when we had that conversation, there were so many things going on and also things that were coming up in the area of Overtown, and everybody was excited about what's going on. I remember we were talking about All Aboard Florida and the Miami World Center and things of that nature. So I'm sure our listeners can't wait till we get back into we get to those topics and kind of find out where are those projects, what's gotten done over the last year. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the big bond issuance you guys had. I remember back in 2014. Tell us what that was for and how much it was and what it was for.
Yes, back in August of 2014, the CRA closed on a $60 million bond issuance. We went to the market to raise $60 million. That's one of the unique opportunities that a CRA can bring to your area. It can go to the market and pledge future TIF dollars in order to do great projects. So the $60 million that we raised was to help finance six affordable housing projects in the heart of Overtown. Overtown being a historically black community, and like all communities across the country, finding affordable housing is just so critical these days. And so there were six projects that this $60 million was to go to. The first project was a 70-unit affordable apartment development called Island Living. The second project was 150 affordable housing rental development called the Plaza de Lyric. The third project was a project backed by Alonzo Mourning, Courtside Family Apartments. Those were 84 units. And then there was St. John's Overtown Plaza Apartment. That's 112 units. And then we have in Overtown two HUD developments, Town Park South and Town Park Village. So some of that $60 million was going to complete rehabs to those units. And I'm here to tell you, Rachel, as far as Island Living Apartments, the 70 units, we have completed that project. That building is open, and people from Overtown are living in that complex. So that is done.
Wow.
The Plaza de Lyric is done. 158 units, leased, affordable unit. And by the way, Island Living, as well as the Plaza de Lyric, they rent to very, very low-income people. These are 1, 2, and 3-bedroom units. Some of the units are 2 bedrooms, 2 baths. Bathrooms going at less than $400 a month. Okay? And St. John's Overtown Plaza Apartment has closed, but it hasn't broken ground. And the Town Park South and Town Park Village, the previous HUD developments, we have not broken ground on those developments, but we have funded them and we have selected the contractor to do all the rehab work. So that program is up and running, and we're just slick excited about the opportunities and the development that we're bringing in Overtown.
So, well, yeah, this sounds very exciting. I'm taking a bunch of notes as I listen. One of the quick questions I had about those projects that are currently going on, and some of them are getting started. Of course, we're NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and, of course, we have members that aren't women, but we have members in related fields that own or operate many different size firms and types of firms and so on. So my quick question about that particular, those particular projects that we were just speaking of, would you say that there's still opportunity for local contractors and so on to still get involved with some of these projects, or should they be looking to some of the future projects? Would they have a better chance there?
Future projects, and I'll tell you why. With the Town Park South and Town Park Village rehab projects, we do put these developments out for an RFQ. The RFQ period has closed. We have selected the general contractors on those two projects. But as we speak more in this interview, I will highlight other areas where I think there are great potentials and or the RFQs have not gone out and or the development teams have not been formed. But as far as the $60 million bond projects, we had a certain time limit. We met those time limits. And so as far as general contractors and subcontractors opportunities, for the most part, those projects are closed. But nevertheless, opportunities still exist, and we'll talk about that moving forward.
Awesome.
Let me just get to a project that I know the CRA, the Southeast Overtown Parkway CRA, recently has entered into a development agreement with developers of Marriott. We're bringing a Marriott Convention Center into the Overtown area. This Marriott Convention Center will be located at the old Miami Arena site, for those of you who are familiar with Miami. In that development agreement, it will be a hotel as well as a convention center. We, the Southeast Overtown Parkway CRA, have negotiated several business opportunities in that agreement, and these deals have not been completely cut. For example, in the Marriott Convention Center deal, there must be subcontractors as well as laborers from the Miami area, and we do it in a stratification. application process, the developer gets bonus points and or penalties if he or she doesn't meet these bonus points. He has to look for subcontractors and laborers within the redevelopment area. And if he can't find them in the redevelopment area, then he has to look for these subcontractors in the city of Miami. And if he can't find them in the city of Miami, then we use what I consider a high poverty zip code process. We take the zip codes with the highest poverty levels. Give contractors bonuses if they bring laborers as well as some subcontractors from those areas. So I can talk about it a little more, but there are opportunities in the Marriott Convention Center development agreement. And if your listeners would like to have more information about those opportunities, clearly they can visit our website. Just key in Overtown CRA. And in our website, we have information about the CRA, information about opportunities that you're now speaking of. We have public records, our redevelopment plan, our annual report. We also have information about our upcoming event. And, of course, you have information on how to contact me. If I say something that you don't quite understand or you want follow-up information, by all means, welcome your listeners to visit our website, so they can get a little more information about other opportunities. Okay, so that is the Marriott Expo.
Awesome. So is it www.overtowncra.com or do
it's actually or www.seopw/CRA, but the easiest way is just to put in Overtown CRA and it will come up.
Right. So, listeners, listen, I just did it while we're on the phone, and so I do see exactly what he's speaking of, and so with what Mr. Shiver is speaking of. So what I typed in my search was just Overtown CRA, and then the websites and so on will come available, and you'll find your way. It says building a better community. So hopefully many of you will go on as you're listening and later on today, and also spread the word. Make sure you're sending out the link so people can listen to this on archive if they weren't able to listen in this morning, because this is information, opportunity that many of us in the industry need. And also, as we think about that community, anyone we know in that community or in communities nearby, there will be opportunity for some of those folks over there to get some work, like Mr. Shiver is explaining, even as a laborer or things of that nature. But we know that there are people in our community that are looking for work always, and so we have to also get the word out about that, even though it may not benefit me or you or any one of us in our individual businesses. I think this is very important. So thank you so much on that information, Mr. Shiver. So guess what? We last time we definitely talked about the Miami World Center. We talked about All Aboard Florida. So let's dig into those projects a little bit and see where they are. What's going on with the Miami World Center?
Yes. Miami World Center is a billion-dollar mixed development that's planned and actually has broken ground within the boundaries of the Southeast Overtown Park West CRA. And let me first explain how the CRA receives its funding, and then you can better understand your listeners to better understand how we are able to attract developers like Miami World Center, All Aboard, and the Marriott Expo Center. CRAs are funded in simplistic terms, property taxes. We have a designated boundary, and all property taxes collected within that, I'll say 95% of the property taxes collected within those boundaries come to the CRA. So logically, it would tell you that the more projects or developments that come online, the more property taxes are paid, the more money comes to the CRA. The CRA has a unique ability to rebate property taxes. For example, let's take the example of the Miami World Center. The Miami World Center is a multi-billion-dollar development where they're going to do housing. They're bringing retail. They're bringing condominiums. It's just a massive development east of Biscayne Boulevard and west of the railroad tracks in the Park West area of the CRA. The projected property taxes for that development runs around $20 million a year. So what the CRA does is and the incentive we give developers is we can give you a tax rebate. If your tax bill is $20 million, you pay your $20 million and we will rebate you $10 million back. That's called a TIF agreement. You pay your taxes, we give you a certain percentage back. Apparently, that process is very attractive to huge developers who are trying to finance these multi-million, multi-billion-dollar developments. With Miami World Center, we gave them a 65% rebate or TIF agreement. So that TIF agreement represents $125, $130 million to the developer. What do we get in return, Rachel? We get agreement on priorities for labor. We get an agreement for priorities on subcontractors. And we get an agreement on priority for permanent employment as well as business opportunities. And it's a little complex, but I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. And so with this TIF agreement, not only were we able to attract Miami World Center, which is broken ground, but we've also were able to encourage All Aboard Florida Project. Now, the All Aboard Florida Project is a very important project as well. All Aboard Florida is basically in the train and transportation business. They're building a train, a passenger train, that's going to run from downtown Miami all the way to Orlando Airport, with stops in Fort Lauderdale and West Palm Beach. The main station is going to be in Miami and Overtown, one station. In this station, you're going to have not only All Aboard, you're going to have Metro Rail, and you're going to have Tri-Rail coming to this main station in Overtown. And once again, we're entering into a TIF agreement where we're going to rebate some of the tax money back to the developer to make this project work. Like the Miami World Center, there are opportunities in All Aboard as well. And some of your members are already aware of these opportunities. Whenever All Aboard or Miami World Center sets up a workshop for contractors, we make sure that your members get that information. So we're excited about All Aboard as well as Miami World Center.
Awesome. So
there's some wonderful things occurring in Overtown. And I haven't even begun to start, Rachel, on all the projects that we're doing in Overtown, but I'll give you a chance to continue with your interview.
Well, no, we're definitely on the right track. I'm sure that everyone is excited about the information they've heard so far. And here's the thing. There's probably so much we may not fit it into a show, a single show, and maybe we will do another one next week. Who knows? But here's the thing. Since you just said what you said about our members, I think it's a great time for me to take a moment and plug NABWIC. So I do want to remind everyone that you're listening to NABWIC Blog Talk Radio Show. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We are the voice of black women in construction and all related fields. We invite you to our website, www.nabwic.org. There you can take a look at our organization, which is a national organization, see what we're up to, listen to archived shows. You can also join our email list, get involved, and also become a member. As a member of NABWIC, there are a bunch of benefits, but we also will invite you to do an interview on our Blog Talk show, which gets a lots of listeners across the country. So we invite each and every one of you, if you're not already a member of NABWIC, to come over to our website, see if it's the type of organization you'd like to be a part of. In addition to that, spread the word. Get on your social media. Go ahead and share, tweet, post, Instagram, whatever it is everyone is doing. Get the word out, because we definitely have lots of information about exciting opportunities and developments that are happening in our community and happening in construction that can benefit everyone. So let's get back to the show. Have we covered All Aboard Florida? Because I know we have a couple of other things we want to talk about. You mentioned it a few times as we were talking about the Miami World Center, but are we done with All Aboard Florida for now?
Well,
or is there more?
Not only building their main train station, but they're also taking a parcel of land that was negotiated and given to them by the CRA to move their national headquarters to Overtown. So All Aboard is positioning itself to be a good social and conscious community participant in the Overtown area. And we're just so excited about the train and their development, because what the All Aboard project does, it allows thousands and thousands of people to visit the area on a weekly or daily basis. And that foot traffic will help spur other development, and we find that to be the case. Many developers were waiting for All Aboard to break ground, because once All Aboard broke ground and they have, we've had so much interest in Overtown. We got the soccer stadium coming in Overtown. I mean, there's some wonderful things happening in Overtown, but I want to take a step back, Rachel, because I know who your audience is. And I want your audience and your members to understand that the Southeast Overtown Parkwest CRA, while its mission plan is to eliminate slum and blight, we clearly understand why this area is slum and blight. And the area of Overtown is slum and blight because of past neglect. Past neglect on behalf of the private sector as well as the public sector. So we at the Southeast Overtown CRA feel it is a part of our mission to not only to eliminate slum and blight, but to give a remedy to that past neglect, that past discrimination. So we go out of our way to be inclusive. We go out of our way, and that's why I am so happy to be here today. We go out of our way to recruit black contractors, female contractors. We go out of our way because we believe that is part of our mission. You have to, and I'm an attorney by profession. We don't go on record and saying that we want to hire or encourage our development partners to hire black people. What we say is first hire from the Overtown community, which is predominantly right. black, and then we say hire from the zip codes with the highest poverty levels, because poverty is race neutral. But when you look at the areas with zip codes with the highest poverty levels, you find us. And so I can't stress that enough. The chairman of the board is African American from Liberty City. The executive director is an African American from Liberty City. And myself, an African American from Coconut Grove, the first black community in Miami. We get it. And folks and our development partners get it as well, because they are bringing these major developments to an area where black people are already living. So if it wasn't for the CRA and our mission and our leadership, I really think that black community will be threatened by gentrification economic forces. But the point I'm really trying to drive home is I encourage your listeners to go look at our website, to look at our annual report, to look at our redevelopment plan. Call us. And if they are qualified, if they can deliver we can do one or two things. We can negotiate on their behalf, but the most important thing that we can do for your listeners, right, is we can open doors to CEOs and developers and let them go and sell their own products, their own services. That's very right. important. For the most part, if you got a developer doing the Marriott Expo Center, these guys have built developments all over the world. We at the CRA, since we are giving back millions of dollars to these developers, we can open doors and opportunities that your members probably can't do on their own. It's incumbent upon the members to sell their goods or to sell their services, but we can make those introductions. And so I'll offer that to your listening audience to contact us. This is real. Wonderful things are happening in Overtown. You don't have to take my word. You can just ride through the city of Miami. You see the cranes in the air. You can Google Overtown CRA and look at the projects. We are on track to probably be the one of the most successful CRAs in the country because of location and leadership. That's a commercial answer, but it's the truth.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shiver, for your Mr. Shiver. Mr. Shiver, for your commitment, thank you, and dedication to the area, because as we know, we don't want to lose sight of the fact that this is a historic African-American community, and we're excited about it being restored, or it's well on its way. But the other thing is, I mean, if you're not in construction, you're driving around, and like you say, you definitely can see a lot going on, but you don't know how you can participate and so on. And so I want to let the audience know again that there are jobs available, jobs that are coming available, and we want to get the word out about that. But also, when these projects are completed, there'll be a bunch of new companies, a bunch of new businesses in the area. So there will be also places not only for people to work in helping build and construct these things, but also when everything is done, there will be lots of job opportunities for people to grab long-term jobs. And so it is happening in the upcoming years, but keep your eyes peeled. We have our kids coming home from college that are looking for work. We have friends that could be looking for work in the next few years. Just let's keep our awareness there, because we're in construction and we can kind of know. Now, the other thing that came to mind when you were speaking, and, of course, we're supportive of minorities in construction, African-Americans in construction, and women in construction, and so on, but many of us are also small businesses, and a lot of times these small and mid-sized firms get squeezed out of some of these larger projects where they can actually make possibly a pretty decent project, I mean a profit, and maybe grow into a larger firm. And so my question is, inside of these negotiations and so on, is there room for some of the smaller firms that may not be bonded, or like what are some of the requirements that have to be in place for a person, for a company or a smaller firm to kind of participate? In other words, what ducks do they need to make sure they have in a row so that they could at least come to the table and attempt to participate?
Okay, and let me answer it this way. First and foremost, when the CRA sits down and negotiate these development agreements, we negotiate with the developers and or the owners. The developers make commitments to hire, to be inclusive, and we think they make those commitments in good faith, and of course we make them put it in writing. The reality of what really happens is then the developer will then go hire a national general contractor. The general contractor will come in, and these general contractors have a tendency to want to work with subcontractors who they have already done business with, who they are familiar with. And so we find that to be a challenge to a certain degree. Now, when it comes to bringing in a subcontractor and what requirements they must have, the first and foremost is they just have to be knowledgeable and know of these opportunities. And that's why they have to visit the website and or attend our meetings. We meet once a month, usually the last Monday of each month in the afternoons. The meeting usually starts 5 after 5 o'clock. They have to be aware. Once they are aware, then they have to be able to perfect their trade, whatever it may be. We don't want to give or relinquish any quality for the opportunities. If they can perfect their trade, we will get them a shot. But it's not as easy as, I guess, the impression I'm trying to give, because there is some pushback. One of the things that we're finding is that most of the general contractors, and that's where the problem comes in at, not on the developer or the owner side, who we hold responsible to make sure that his development is inclusive. Mm-hmm. The general contractors come and say, listen, Mr. Shiver, we see your list of subcontractors, and we see what services or goods they can provide. But we also see that we are spending more money dealing with these individual companies. For example, most small business people or small contractors can't compete with the larger contractors. So what we're doing to try to address this is we're trying to tell the general contractor, right, then let the small contractors, you know, hire them for their labor, and maybe you want to use general contractor, your purchasing power, to purchase the goods. And we're looking at ways to, I don't want to use the word subsidize, but what we're saying to the contractors, if we're giving you in excess of $100 million, make this work. In the event that these developers don't meet these goals, there are very stiff penalties, financial penalties. We find that the challenge for small business people is the competitive part. So if you're asking a small business person to compete with a national firm, then clearly we are at a disadvantage. So I welcome your listening audience to call me with any ideas, to look at some of our contracts, things that we can do to help them position themselves to be more competitive. So it's working, but I have to be honest, it's not working to the level that we want. When I still go on these jobs in the historical black community of Overtown, I still see people that don't working on those jobs that don't reflect the community. And as you, and your listening audience understands this clearly, these general contractors go out there and try to get cheap labor. And our contracts, by the way, we mandate that you pay responsible wages for the trade. You pay living wages for unskilled workers. And so it's still a working in process type relationship, but I welcome any ideas, any suggestions from your audience, because it's not working as well as we want it to work, but it's not a complete failure either.
Awesome. And, you know, we're well on our way. And I know that our focus is not finding laborers to get on the jobs, right? We're business women, and we're looking to get some of these contracts, and we're definitely committed to putting people to work that reflect the community and so on. But I will say again that we can be a part of spreading the word, because it's not like these GCs are going to start walking around the neighborhoods asking people if they need work. So anyone that we know or any way that we can promote, give people insight or direction on where they can go, they already have the advantage of being in the zip code. So where they can go, because what I think I'm hearing is these GCs are supposed to hire a percentage of their laborers and workers, and whether they're skilled or unskilled, from the community. But they're not going to go looking for them. So, you know, we can be a part of sending people their way and so on.
We do outreach as well. We do outreach and we do job fairs, and we try to work with trade associations that represent minority and women subcontractors to try to put them in a more competitive position. The CRA, we can do a lot to lock in these deals. I mean, we can do a lot. I just can't stress that enough. It's a case-by-case basis. I just welcome your audience to send me an email, send me a text, write us, come visit us. We can do a lot because that's part of our mission plan. I can't stress that enough, right? The way to eradicate poverty is to not only provide jobs, but provide business opportunities. And take a small business person like one of your members, and then we would help assist them in getting a contract, and that member, he or she, would then assist us by training or hiring someone from over town. That's how it works.
Awesome. Well, listen, we've kind of gone past our time, but it's been well worth it. And it sounds like you have your hands in so many pots, or you're aware of so many things that you might be the type of guest that we need to have on monthly or at least quarterly, giving us updates on what's going on, because it's the way it looks like it's developing, this is might be going on easily for the next 10 years. And so I don't know if it should be monthly or quarterly or what, but it definitely shouldn't be yearly, because we haven't spoken with you, at least on the show, in about a year. So I'll be talking to you offline, and we'll try to figure out what would be best for you and your schedule to get the information out. Now, I want to ask you a quick question, Mr. Shiver. Are you the guest at the next NABWIC? Are you going to be the guest speaker at the next NABWIC luncheon next week, Wednesday?
Yes.
You are?
Yes. You put me on the spot, so yes.
Well, I need to know. Now, I mean, is that confirmed?
Because I'm just going to start inviting
to the luncheon.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you yes, because there's so much I want to say and so much I can say. We haven't even begun to, you know, to broach the opportunities, the challenges. So I would tell you yes, because this conversation has to be continued. I hope your audience feels my passion, our desire. We have the resources. We have the mandate. And we are, as I told your group a year ago, we are game changers, and we are changing the game. So, yes, I will be at your next meeting to continue this conversation.
Well, great, because, you know, I hope that they can feel your passion and dedication also. I definitely did, and I'm very excited about the things that you're sharing, and so I can't wait to see you again, chat with you again, and hear more. I'll probably be calling for an appointment, or maybe I can take you out to lunch, but that's neither here or there. Everyone can go out to lunch with Mr. Shiver next Wednesday, and I looked it up. I believe I saw that it would be the 9th. Let me be sure. No, Wednesday the 10th. NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, we have a luncheon where we invite companies and firms from all over the community, all over the city, and then we come and share. We have a guest speaker. Anyway, we do that monthly. The next one will be Wednesday the 10th at 11 a.m. It's at the 94th Aero Squadron. It's a very nice restaurant near the airport. There's a huge buffet. It's well worth it. I'm going to give the address. It's 1395 Northwest 57th Avenue. And that's 94th Aero Squadron. And again, Mr. Neil Shiver will be there. He'll be our guest speaker. And again, all of this information is usually located right there on our website. We are NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction, and you can find us at www.nabwic.org. And NABWIC is NABWIC. WIC.org. Go there. Think about joining our organization or at least doing a little investigating and see what we're about. Join the email list. And, again, spread the word about this show and upcoming shows. You can always go by Blog Talk Radio /NABWIC, and you'll see all of our archive shows. And you can even search Mr. Shiver's show from last year and see what we were talking about then. So with that said, again, I'm super glad that you spent this time with us, Mr. Shiver. I hope you enjoyed it too.
I did.
Great. I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday. And I want to definitely thank you, and I'm sure that our listeners, our supporters, and our members, and Ms. Ann McNeil, our founder, I'm sure everyone is very thankful for you supporting the organization, your involvement with us, but also your involvement in the community, because whether or not we still live in that community or ever lived in that community, I definitely, as an African-American young woman, I definitely see myself as a part of the community either way. And so anything that I can do to contribute to its development, if I know about it, learn about it, get involved, I'm definitely going to go to the website and spread the word so that other people can contribute it any way that they can. Sometimes we're going to get a benefit out of it. Sometimes maybe not. Maybe there's not an immediate benefit, but it's an area that we all should care about. Again, it's an historically African-American area and community, and many of our parents and our grandparents and so on have their roots there or nearby. And so that's me on my soapbox. I'm glad I got a little opportunity to share, and I'm super appreciative that you were on to share with us. Your value is way up there, Mr. Shiver, so thank you so, so much. We thank you, okay?
Thank you. See you August 10th.
All righty, and I'll definitely have you on the show again soon. So nice chatting with you, and I'll send you the link to the show, and have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks so much. Everyone, that was it. That was Mr. Neil Shiver, the Assistant Director of the Southeast Overtown Park West Community Redevelopment Agency, focusing right now on the Overtown area of Miami and the surrounding areas. And again, I invite you to come out, meet in person on August 10th at the 94th Aero Squadron. That's 1395 Northwest 57th Avenue in the Miami Airport area. It's a buffet available, and again, the details are on our website, www.nabwic.org. This is Rachel Moore signing off, and I thank each and every one of you for listening in today. And again, spread the word. Share, text, tweet, email, all of those things, and help bring attention to and awareness to the information that we're providing. Thank you so much, and I hope each and every one of you have a great, very prosperous day. Rachel Moore signing off.